Proclamation number 3625, dated the December 12th, 1945. The end is determined by people themselves. Low level. My eternal decision included the end, and thus it will come without fail when people's low spiritual level demands it. The end will therefore be preceded by a time when people distance themselves from me if they own free will, so that I can no longer influence them with my strength of love because they will prevent it themselves. But where my strength of love stops, i.e., where it is no longer able to affect the spirit, that is where life, activity, will also come to an end. The spiritual being will descend into a state of solidification. This will be the result of insufficient strength, to which it will have shut itself off. The human being as such will still be in possession of vital energy, but since he will be using it in a completely wrong way during the last days, since he, instead of striving towards me, will strive away from me completely of his own free will, I will also have to take his vital energy away from him, which will therefore signify the physical end of countless spiritual beings which are embodied as human beings on earth and which, deprived of their final form of development, will subsequently completely solidify again, thus descend into weakness and darkness, until my love gives them a form once again in which their process of development can start anew. The spiritual being cannot live, thus be active, without an influx of strength, yet this strength will not flow to it against its will while it is in a state of free will. At the start of its incarnation as a human being, the latter is certainly weak-willed, or his will is still undecided, and he can use the vital energy he is granted as a gift of grace in any way. But once people have reached the lowest point when they no longer make use of this vital energy in order to attain spiritual strength, when they consciously resist the influx of strength from me, I will also withdraw the energy of life from them. They will have to repeat the process of development once more, which starts again with an utterly weak state in the most solid form, in hard matter, the overcoming of which takes an infinitely long time again. I would like to spare the spiritual beings this long captivity, and therefore all conceivable means will be used by my love beforehand, yet people are beyond learning. If my servants explained their spiritual hardship to them, if they are reminded of the serious consequences of their unbelief, if their attention is drawn to the shortly approaching end, they close their ears. They don't believe in my eternal plan of salvation, they don't believe in me and my never-ending love, and thus they precipitate the end themselves. They not only remain on their low spiritual level but continue to descend ever further. Their own will hastens the dissolution of that which shelters spirits, just as their own will lets the human being return to that which his soul had already overcome long before. It is not my but people's own will which determines the end, yet I have foreseen this will for eternity and thus will constrain it once again because freedom of will is being misused. Anyone who has my word knows about my love. He knows about my plan of salvation to redeem the souls, and he also foresees the end, for he recognizes the spiritual hardship. Yet anyone who does not recognize this hardship is not embodied by my love, he is still in spiritual darkness and can hardly step out from this into the light of day. For he needs my word to do so, the light which illuminates him and enriches his knowledge. And he will understand the physical adversity of the time, which is caused by the immense spiritual hardship. Anyone who has my word will expect the end with profound faith, for everything will come to pass as I proclaimed in word and scripture. Therefore, pay attention to my word when it is imparted to you through my messengers, Pay attention to the word which is conveyed to you from above, which guarantees you the absolute truth which originates from me, the giver of truth, and which I impart to you with all my love, so that you will find the path to me through the word, so that you will not be lost in my kingdom, so that you need not go through the process of development again, which would mean indescribable agony for your souls. Pay attention to the word so that you will belong to my own, who will be spared at the end in order to enter the kingdom of peace, as I have promised. Amen.